At first, his disciples did not understand this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. And now reading from the Gospel according to Mark in the 11th chapter. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street tied at the doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to. The people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in fields. Those who went ahead, those who followed, shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Let us pray. Oh God, I ask that you bless now the words of my lips and the meditation of all of our hearts, that it might be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. You ever had to do something you didn't want to do? I just spent this last week at home with my parents, who seem to be really good into long-term memory and really not so great into short-term memory. Now, my mom, I gave a pass for because she had surgery, but my dad is just getting older. I heard a lot of the things that humbled me about my childhood, particularly all the times when I said no or didn't do what I was supposed to because I didn't want to. Like eating, the thing I really refused to eat was Oscar Mayer's chopped ham. I love their bologna, I love all their other stuff, but the chopped ham lunch meat just didn't go with me. I know, I heard about that 4 times this week. Times when you didn't want to do your chores. Times when there was maybe a good pickup game outside with the other kids in the neighborhood and you didn't want to do your homework. And then we became adults, and there became all those things. The jobs we loved still had pieces in them that we don't really like to do. Things that take the joy out of the day. We do them anyway, because we have to, because that's all part of life. But there's just something there. On this Palm Sunday, we read again the story of how Jesus rode the colt all the way into the temple. But I wonder if it wasn't something he didn't really want to do. He knew he had to. But he also knew that when he went into Jerusalem, he would be crucified. He'd been telling his disciples this for a long time, and they were still sort of in that wonderful denial stage that lets us believe the good part of the story and not hear the bad part of the story. He knew. If he did it, he would die. And he's fully human. None of us really want to die, do we? There's harder things in life than not eating our vegetables or doing work we don't really want to do. I think there have been times when you've had a loved one or a special friend, someone close to you, where they're dying. That kind of death that's slow, cancer, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, those things that just get out of control and take life away from our bodies, and we have to sit and help them as much as we can, but watch them. And we can't change the path. None of us want to do that. And likewise, I can tell you that most of the people I was honored to serve in the 6 years I was working in hospice, most of them weren't really wanting to die. They knew they couldn't stop it, but it wasn't something they were wanting to do. We can have an understanding, maybe, of what Jesus was going through. He tells the disciples, and we'll hear it this Monday, Thursday, he tells the disciples, as he's trying to help them get through that denial and start accepting the reality of what was happening, that anyone who lays down their life for another is truly blessed. How many of us would do that? I like having all my body parts, and so far I've been very blessed that both of my kidneys work just great. My brothers and I do not live close to each other. We live all over the United States, but we have often somewhat teasingly said that if we were on each other's kidney donation list, that showed how much we loved them, because if we would give up a kidney for them. I'm praying that I never have to give any of mine up, but it's out there. Kind of a, okay, I love you enough, you're on that list. Do you have lists like that? Do you have thoughts? Who would you lay your life down for? Who would you lay your life down for? We heard the news a couple months ago that Boko Haram had yet again invaded another school and captured all the young girls, 106 of them, and taken them away. We know that in all the years that we've been waiting for the first round of young girls that they stole from schools, and most of them have not returned. Some of them have been psychologically and physically wounded. But good news. Yesterday they released the girls, returned them home, except one. The mother was devastated when she rushed to see all the children, hearing that the girls had been returned, and looked desperately for hers, and when she learned hers had not returned, she fainted with the fear and the pain of it all. But the girls who had returned home started telling a story. Her name is Leah, and she's Christian. And Boko Haram wanted all the girls to convert to Islam in order to gain their freedom. The reason they're stealing them from schools is because they do not believe that women should be educated. By the time they're 12, they should be married and they should have children as soon as they're able. But they released all these girls because they were willing to commit that they converted to Islam. But Leah refuses. She is Christian. Jesus is her Savior. And she will lose her life before she will convert to Islam. Who are you willing to give up your life for? Jesus was willing to give up his life for us. He was willing to ride into Jerusalem knowing that even though his father was giving all of us people the chance to change our minds and change the course of what was coming, that most likely we would not. And so, Palm Sunday is a joyous day of parades and festal songs, but it's the beginning of the journey. And so he did it to fulfill scripture, and I'm sure he enjoyed being with the friends and family and the people he had seen as he was teaching and preaching and healing all around the countryside. Bittersweet, I'm sure. In this Holy Week, as we remember again the action of our God, let us think about how maybe it wasn't something that he really wanted to do, but because he loves us more, he was willing to do it. May we too have that same commitment.